WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says so-called West Coast jazz is enjoying a revival. Several reissue series are featuring jazz recorded in and around Los Angeles in the 50s and early 60s. Kevin says even broad definitions of West Coast jazz take it no further north than the Bay Area. Stylistically, though, what we mean by West Coast jazz keeps evolving. Kevin says it reflects how Americans view themselves at a particular time.
That's one type of West Coast jazz, a big band of studio pros knocking out a swinging chart. It's the Terry Gibbs Dream Band, 1959, playing a piece by Bill Holman, but it could almost be Doc Severinsen on The Tonight Show 30 years later. Most every time you hear jazz in American movies or on TV, you're hearing Los Angeles musicians. But this is not what jazz fans think of first when they hear the term West Coast jazz. When that label cropped up in the 50s, it meant a school of mostly white arrangers and players, inspired by Miles Davis's so-called Birth of the Cool recordings, made in New York in 1949 and 50. The pale neon harmonies, vine-like counterpoint, and an easy swinging attitude everyone got from Count Basie took to California like wine grapes. The music was sunny and relaxing as a day out in Malibu, a point reinforced by LP covers featuring images of bikinis, surfboards, and golf bags. Never mind that the movement's big guns were migrants from New York, like Jerry Mulligan, or the drummer on this next number, Shelly Mann, or its composer, Shorty Rogers. This is Popo, 1951. That still sounds sleek and beautiful, even if its clean surface mirrors some 50s ideal of a spotless suburban America where white is the norm. You could picture Ward Cleaver grooving on it. As the 50s faded away, cool jazz became as uncool as the crew cut. By the 60s and 70s, jazz folk liked to point out there had always been two Los Angeles scenes, the other being the African-American scene revolving around night spots on Central Avenue. In print or conversation, these styles were now played against each other. Bloodless white bread America versus a more earthy and soulful sound that cut through the crap. If white L.A. was defined by arrangers, black L.A. was prized for big-toned and quick-witted tenor saxophonists. Dexter Gordon, Wardell Gray, Harold Land, or this one, Teddy Edwards. The two West Coast scenes became a handy symbol for two Americas existing side by side. By our time, however, the definition has changed again. The music we've been hearing comes from the West Coast Jazz Box, a refreshingly dowdy-looking 4-CD set from the Contemporary label. The selections are suitably postmodern in their polystylistic and multicultural diversity, espousing no consistent viewpoint except maybe the lack of an overriding ideology. There is plenty of classic material fitting the old definitions, and lots of music by cool black and hot white players who bucked the stereotypes, and by originals who never fit neatly in any category, like pianist Hampton Hawes. Discussion of West Coast jazz nowadays places more emphasis on contributions from all over Latin America. on the Cuban and Mexican strains in Gerald Wilson's big band scores, and on the pervasive influence of Brazilian music. Californians danced sambas in the sand long before the bossa nova craze of the 1960s. Lorindo Almeida's 1952 Blue Baião, with its Brazilian rhythm, Almeida's nylon string guitar, and Bud Shank's Vapor Trail saxophone, is almost a blueprint for Stan Getz's bossa novas 10 years later. West Coast Jazz Box is a good overview, but one could imagine an entirely different selection that made its points just as well. West Coast Jazz is less about universally acknowledged masterpieces than classic groups or musical genres. Well, that fits the turf. One LA subdivision, of course, is famous for keeping classic genres alive. Genres like the domestic sitcom, the police drama, the Western. You know, Hollywood.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed the West Coast Jazz Box on the Contemporary label.